Now, from boisterous trombone to beautiful harp music celebrating the Baroque, please welcome one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists, 18-year-old harpist Shelley Du. Shelley, welcome, and congratulations on your Jack Kent Cook
Young Artist
Award. That's wonderful. This is a piece by the famous master of the harp, Carlos Salcedo. Why don't you introduce the music for us?
This is Variations on a Theme in Ancient Style by Carlos Salcedo.
So when we say ancient style, is this it's the Baroque era, I guess, we're sort of
Correct.
Playing with. Is this a Baroque theme that he found and is doing variations on, or is it something that he wrote just in the style?
I believe it's his theme.
Great. Wonderful piece. Let's hear it. Shelley Du, our 18-year-old harpist from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. God, that Salzedo is a brilliant piece.
Thank you.
You do all the tricks that you have to do with that. I mean, is that one of the harder pieces that you play?
Oh, most definitely.
It's like butter. It's like great when you play. Actually, you started out playing the piano, Shelley, but your piano teacher did something really smart as far as like raising the bar, you know, really challenging you, setting a challenge.
Well, for most, you know, beginning piano students or just the smaller, younger kids, you know, we're used to playing pieces from method books, just not, you know, like written specifically for little kids with a little theme. Mm-hmm. My piano teacher at the time decided that I really need to get in touch with real music, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And so she introduced me, she assigned me pieces by Beethoven and Chopin and Bach, and so it just really got me into classical music.
Really interested and really, you know, riveted to it. Well, and your teacher was also not only a pianist, but a harpist as well. Is that where your fascination with the instrument came from?
Yeah, she was a university student, music student at the time, and one day I was waiting for my piano lesson, and I found her in the harp practice room practicing this unusual instrument that I've never seen before, and so, you know, I asked her about it and, you know, found out all about it. And what was interesting was that it really reminded me of almost a vertical piano in a way, so it kind of sparked an interest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The strings, the sort of semi-percussive thing. Mm-hmm. But do you think, well, now that you're in Interlaken, I mean, are you doing both? Have you given up the piano? Are you concentrating on harp? What's your plan?
I'm no longer doing piano. I'm focusing strictly on harp now.
Do you think that playing the piano, playing two instruments, is something that's helped you?
Oh, it's definitely helped me a lot. Piano really gave me a really strong technical background, and just the harp brought musicality and fluidity in my musical shapings. And so I think both was very important to me in my musical education.
Yeah, musicality doesn't really come very easily from the piano. It's very tough. We're going to hear your orchestral playing at the end of the show when you play with the Interlaken Orchestra, but now for something completely different. You're a very, very positive person and you've got wonderful parents, but your friends tease you about being deprived? How are you deprived?
Well, I wouldn't exactly use that word, but I guess I do lack in some of the total American experience.
Oh, the American experience.
Food-wise,
right.
For sure.
Like what sorts of things have you done for the first time?
You know, this year I've had my first caramel apple and s'more. And I also made my first snow angel, so yeah, I'm kind of late into things.
Oh, snow angel? What took you so long to get around to doing the snow angel?
It really doesn't snow that much in Oklahoma City.
That's true,
when it does,
yeah,
it's pretty much ice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. What about the other winter sports? Skiing, sledding, done any of that?
I definitely want to do that sometime in the near future, hopefully.
Ice skating? So. You haven't done that either?
No, I haven't.
Wow. You are deprived. I will use that word.
Okay.
But you didn't mention the most iconic American thing of all, at least the most iconic American food. Do you know what I mean? No?
No, not quite.
Joanne?
Shelley, Chris is talking about apple pie. We even have the saying, as American as apple pie. So, to make up for this deprivation, we have asked Tammy Fouch from the food service staff here to bring your first piece of apple pie. Tammy?
Tammy, welcome. My gosh, thank you for coming and bringing this wonderful apple pie. I want to talk about the food at Interlaken for a minute. Tammy, what's it like?
I have to say first, right now I'm not cooking. I just serve the food, so. If there's any problems, it's not me.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to ask, what is it like preparing food or feeding, you know, a bunch of starving artists three times a day?
Actually, you know, I was thinking of something funny, but I just have to say, you know, you have the top students from around the world, and they're awesome. They're
they
so
awesome.
Much fun. They make my job so much fun, and thank you all.
Well, Shelly, it's time for you to take your first bite of apple pie. Go ahead, try it.
Is it good?
What do you think? Is it any good?
It's good.
It's good? All right.
Do you feel slightly less deprived now?
Well, of course. I've had apple pie.
She sounds pretty sated to me, actually. Well, Joanne, we've done good work here, and Tammy, thank you for coming and bringing this iconic food to us. And thanks for the Salzedo. It was fantastic performance, Shelly. Shelly Du, 18-year-old harpist from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, served her first piece of apple pie by Tammy Fouch.